This is As of Late Podcast. It's your boy Titus, and we got E-Dub in the building. What's going on with your brother?
What's going on, bro?
Chilling,
appreciate
man.
You having me, dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's get it. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. We just came off a good performance last night with Skinny J, Friends Only. So I'm feeling good. It's been a good couple months for me.
Yeah, you've been busy, good. Boy.
I've been moving around, man.
Yeah, boy.
So it's been good, though. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to stay working.
Word, man. Bro. Word. You've been working, bro. You've been staying busy. Like I was telling you last night, I seen you so moving around. I was like, yo, are you from here, bro? Like,
yeah, man.
Because when I first, like, we met through DM, through As of Late, the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so originally, of course, you were telling me last night you were going to school up in Raleigh, correct?
Nah. So I'm from Charlotte. I went to school in Greensboro.
Greensboro. A&T. Okay.
And then after A&T, I took a job in Raleigh.
So you're there for work.
I'm there for work.
Okay.
Not for long.
So you went to A&T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aggie Pride out here, man.
Aggie Pride.
What'd you go to school for?
For finance.
So finance?
My bachelor's in finance.
Still getting paper out here, KB. This boy yeah, doing all right out here in these streets. There ain't no struggling rapper over here,
man,
y'all.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to put it together until, you know what I'm saying, the music take off and I can run with that. We got to do so.
How is that, though? That's interesting because I feel like, we know the people that's going to school and going to do successful things like the Coles and stuff like that. How is it with that mindset of, especially in particular with finance, being an artist, has that helped you in the music industry being your own boss, like in the business sense of like, all right, I know how to cross these T's and dot these I's? Like,
yeah, nah, for sure. I mean, I think it has. It's good background knowledge to have, just, you know what I'm saying, I can work the numbers and make sure I'm staying where I need to be.
Merchandise.
And, yep, putting the merch together and everything like that. So it definitely has, and I think beyond like the technical skills of getting my degree, also I think A&T played a big part in like my soft skills, being able to communicate, you know what I'm saying, interviews, and just being able to
networking.
Talk to people, networking, you know what I'm saying? That's all college is outside of academics, is really a big networking event.
That's a fact.
Four or five years, so it's definitely helped me, you know what I'm saying? Now I think I have an audience in Charlotte and an audience in Greensboro, and you know, trying to get
hitting
it
that triangle,
well.
Man.
Yeah, so I'm trying to hit it all, but it definitely has helped me out for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And timing is everything, bro. I mean, when you got the talent like you, it's consistency. Consistency, sure. Networking are the two things in this industry where it's like, as long as you stay consistent, you don't even got to be good.
Yep.
Like some of these cats like aren't that good, but it's like they're consistent with what they're putting out, the content, and networking. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly. I mean, now, bro, like you said, the music isn't really the forefront anymore. Like you can have decent music, but your marketing and the way you present yourself is A1, and people resonate with that, and they're gonna lock in with you. So it's like the marketing might be bigger than the music now. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's getting to that point where we so social media driven and everything's such in your face. It's like, you know what I'm saying, the music don't have to be top tier, Hove, Cole, Kendrick type
of
music. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of finesse your way.
Yeah, but I like that. I mean, like, I like where it's at in a sense because I feel like this is the first time in hip hop where you have, like, rock and roll, you have subgenres.
Yeah.
You know, like, hip hop is really the youngest when it comes to these, you know, this music craft. Like, it ain't been around that long.
Yeah.
And for it to evolve and be pretty much dominating the industry like how it has from a time where people shunned it, you know, old people probably still shun it. Mm-hmm. They just are part of the check, really.
Yep.
They know it sells. But in the 80s, we talking about with N.W.A. to Pac time. Like, I remember watching them videos, them rolling over daggone like tapes where it's just like, no, none of this rap. Now it's like main eventing Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. And so to see like evolution of it, like it's got to be crazy. And at the same time, like you were saying, like it's a marketing, it's all about marketing and product, but at the same time it's a beautiful thing because it shows me how far it's come.
Yeah.
Like, in a sense.
Nah, for sure.
So it got to be kind of exciting for somebody like yourself, like in this industry, who has, I feel like, the remedy of everything.
Yeah.
Like, you got the bars, you got the look, you know, like swag, you even got your own merch, like all that stuff,
man.
Like, you're in that mind frame where it's like, it's like I said, it's only timing, really.
Yeah,
staying consistent.
Sure.
Dude,
you talk about the subgenres, and I feel like I fall somewhere into those categories because I haven't really limited myself into one particular lane as far as within hip hop. So I think, you know, so I've like I've done the lyrical side of dibble and dabble with more R&B melodic and just kind of getting nitty gritty. So it's I think it's a good time. Like you said, I agree with you. I think it's a good time. Right now I'm just kind of, I'm trying to get all facets of my brand put together, like from the music side, from the merch side. Like when people see E-Dub, I want them to think of the brand first. You know, I feel like going to A&T and being grown up in Charlotte as well, I think people knew me already just because just being in the city, but they only knew me for being E. So it's like now I'm trying to turn that, I guess that mindset, like when people see me, they're like, oh, that's Dub. You know what I'm saying? He got the music, he got the merch, he got the whole thing going on. So it's a good space.
Yeah, man, it's a great space. And I'm not even trying to be like biased because you're here and stuff like that. But when I've heard your music to, like I said, who has it all, the package, you got people where it's subgenres for a reason, where it's like somebody's just an emo rapper, they can be an emo rapper, they can be in their lane. You're E-Dub, bro. Like, you're not a subgenre. Like, I put you up there. In time, like, it wouldn't surprise me 10 years down the line, we're talking E-Dub, we're talking Cole, we're talking Kendrick, because it's a certain level of a pedigree. I feel like, oh, like, what year were you born?
1998.
And so you were around, like, where it was still like a certain pedigree.
Yeah,
I feel like. And then, like, you had the Coles and the Yays, where it's like, it's a degree of pedigree where they can fit in any lane.
Yeah.
But still, it's because of their stardom. Mm-hmm. Like, you got the lyrics, you got the look, you can do that melodic shit. Yeah. Like, you if you wanted to do your crooning like a Drake, you could. If you wanted to get on niggas' head like a Cole, you could.
Yeah.
So that's rare. So like when you say like, I don't really like know what genre I'm in, or like, it makes sense because all the greats are like that.
Yeah.
And so like, not to like boost your head up, but at the same time, it makes sense, bro, because like you, I can tell you take your craft serious.
Yeah.
And those are just the separators, you know. Some people just got that, you know. Yeah. Some people just the it factors, you know. Like, you got some MCs are just lyrical assassins, like Benny the Butcher.
Yeah.
Like, he gonna stay in that lane, but you got a crossover lane, bro. Like,
yeah, for sure. I appreciate it, right?
I'm excited to see the progress of it.
That's heavy praise, bro. I appreciate it. You even mentioned me with those names. And that's, you know, that's what I'm shooting for. I want to be, I say, like, I want to, like, what success looks like for me is, like, I want to be complacent with myself and just be the best version of me. And I think, you know what I'm saying, in time, like you said, that'll happen. But it's just kind of a continuous grind till then. And yeah, it's just, like, we're just trying to keep it moving.
Take it one day at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all we can do, for real. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. Because that, when I listen to your stuff, I feel like it reminds me of what me and De Niro was talking about, where it's a difference between a singles artist and a project artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean when I put you with those people. Like, I look forward to listening to your project.
Yeah.
Like, when you have hot songs, you're going to have some hot songs. But, like, we're coming to you for a project.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear a full body of work because you have that type of, like, I feel like it's thought out.
Yeah.
You know, the process of what you're putting together.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because it's like, you get a lot of singles nowadays because that's what's selling. And then them singles, like, no disrespect, they'll take you on tour and, you know, you'll get the radio play. But very rare somebody nowadays, you get some of the Cordae, some of the young dudes understand it. But I grew up around projects, man.
Yeah.
Like, Late Registration was a wave for me.
Great,
like,
project.
Yeah, like, I grew up on, like, listening to that whole evolution, like Graduation, like, that was a project that just had a bunch of dope tracks. Like, he didn't, like, insist on one of them being like, this is gonna be the hit, that's gonna be the hit. It just so happened that it was mad hits on there.
Yeah.
Like, Can't Tell Me Nothing. Like, one of my favorite songs is I Wonder. He didn't even make a song to that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not a song. He didn't even make a what do you call that, video to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, that's what separates, you know, the single people from, like, the project people. And I see you as a project dude.
For sure. I think I was talking to Bone, my boy Bone, last night about, like, the singles versus project kind of topic. And we were saying, like, for different artists, it's good to put out the singles. But, like, especially now, like, with TikTok being such a big thing, people are putting out these singles that might hit viral. But it's like, people only remember that either that certain clip or that certain part of the song that they like, and they don't really resonate with the artist who made the song. It's just like they like that one song and that's it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that can become a disadvantage to the point where it's like people only looking for that song and they don't care about the project that you put it on or like your history or your other discography as well. So like that's where like with my projects, I try to put a lot of thought into them, and I'm more of a project person anyways, just because like I feel like I'm organically building it up, building supporters, and they got a history of music that they can go back to, and like even from just hearing the start of my musical journey to the to where I'm at now, like they can hear the confidence and everything coming out and me just progressing as an artist. So I think that part is like where I look at it is like I want to build that organic fan base, organic support, and I do that through my projects and people hearing the progression every project that I put out. So
Do you go through that struggle sometimes still, like being like, because when it comes to like Carolinas, I feel like we know you.
Yeah.
And so now you're reaching a beautiful, interesting emerging as an artist where you're crossing lanes, you're crossing states to where you want to start to get from the coast to the nation. And so doing that, do you face those battles where it's like, man, I could just make a TikTok song or something like that, where it's like you don't, at the same time, as easy as it probably is to make it, you don't want to be known for that. Like, perfect example, I give it to K-Kemp. Like, K-Kemp, phenomenal artist. A lot of the young generation are probably known from the Renegade song.
Yeah.
But has phenomenal body of work. And so, and
a lot of hits before that.
A lot of hits before that. But that the one that
wasn't no TikTok
he's then. Most known for would be that Renegade because of the dance. Where it's bittersweet to where it's like, you know how dope he is, but at the same time, you're rooting for him. Because like, well, at least if that's the way to get on, like, I'd rather be like, if it got to be a dance, it got to be a dance. And so do you struggle with that where it's like, man, I could easily do this, but nah, this isn't me.
Yeah, like, for sure. I definitely do. Like, I've had people like just come to me like,
because you can easily do a little croon track, right?
Duh, make it, baby. Yeah.
It's easy. Yeah, I mean, you easy. Know. Like, you know the process.
That's
like
a, I mean, that's
a, yeah.
That's
once a, you like know a, your like formula, bro, like, I mean, I'm speaking from the outside looking in. This is just what I think.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're the type of artist where it's like, because it comes like clockwork to you now to where it's just like, I can easily like just hit a quick like.
So, I mean, I like, a good example. I mean, of course, he's one of the biggest in the game. But Drake, like when the TikTok.
He's the king of that.
He made that Tootsie slide just because he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? And TikTok was going crazy. So I definitely have, like, people have come up to me and say, like, make a TikTok song, like, make a TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. The way I look at it is, like, I never want to go into the studio, like, I'm trying to make this type of song today. Like, right now, I'm making a TikTok song. Like, I want to just go in there. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have anything already pre-written or anything that I want to get off my chest, then, like, me and Bone will sit down. Let's go through beats. Let's listen. Like, that's kind of how Jigging came about. I mean, I would say like Jigging could be a song
I like
go on TikTok, but I made that net. Like, I recorded that myself at my apartment.
Yeah, that still seemed like you though.
Yeah, see, like I was just on YouTube, found a beat. I was like, I like this. Kind of got a nice little groove to it. And I just made Jigging. And when I was sending it out to people, like, oh, this got to go crazy on TikTok. And like, I mean, if it does, that's cool. But that wasn't my intention. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go in, but I think that's why it came out the way it came out, like naturally, just kind of a good song, good vibe. So that's kind of the way I go into it, is like, I don't really come in like, oh yeah, I'm about to make a hit today, or I'm making a TikTok song today. Like,
yeah,
I just go in and do what I do, and then if it does come out, you know, to that, then, because I like to have, like, I like to switch it up, you know what I'm saying? A lot of those TikTok songs are fun. So if I'm in a fun mood, maybe that might be the case. But you know, I don't go into it like, this is what I'm about to do.
And with you being that type of artist that you are, I feel like you're in a good position to where you exposed, I ain't gonna say you exposed all your cards in the sense of like, we know you in the sense of like what we're gonna get from you. But to a degree, because we know the type of styles that you can bring us at early on. To where I feel like that helps you in the future run of your progression as an artist, because I feel like a lot of artists, you'll see where they'll start a certain type of lane and then they'll want to switch, and the fan base would be like, Juicy J, why are you trying to do like soul singing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just give us that ratchet stuff, man. Where it's like, people be like, yo, like, why is Juicy J 40 something still doing ratchet stuff? That's all they want from him. And so it's like, but it sucks for Juicy J to a degree, because it's like he's a phenomenal producer. Yeah. Like he can get on his R&B tip. He can like he writes, but they just want that ratchet stuff from him. And so I feel like it's dope that early on you're showing people, hey, I can do this. Hey, I can do that, because it's showing people how versatile you are early on. To if you were to be like on some like, I feel like doing a rock, it wouldn't surprise nobody. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because you're showing people like the different talents of yourself early on.
Nah, for sure. I mean, like, I never wanted to put myself in a box, like you said early on. Like when I was after I think Lucky You was my fourth project that I had done, and that was more like, I would say, traditional. I mean, I don't even know if I have a traditional sound, but I would say like that was more melodic, and that's kind of where I started on the melodic side. But after I dropped Lucky You, I was like, man, I want to try like some R&B kind of slower tempo.
Yeah, like alternative type, R&B type
song. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, man, that could be good to get more women into my, you know what I'm saying, into my campaign. And
big market.
It's a big market. So I'm like, man, why not? You know what I'm saying? This is the time to do it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And it was, you know, it was successful for me. Like, I got a lot of support from women off that, not just women, but men as well, off that EP. And it was like, okay, that opened my eyes. And so after that, I did Love Letters for Valentine's Day. Like, I just kind of kept it going. And so, like you said, like when, now, of course, Dub Season 2 wasn't really that lame, but like if I did want to go back to that in a year or so, like it wouldn't be a shocker to anybody because I've already done it. So it's a good space to be in. I never want to limit myself because I feel like I'm, you know what I'm saying, I feel like that's one of my strong points, is that I'm versatile and I can dive into these lanes and things like that. So
yeah,
why would I, you know what I'm saying, limit myself to one particular category or genre?
Mm-hmm. And it builds fan bases.
Yeah.
Like, it builds fan bases to where, like, if we're, you know, we go back to talking about, like, a Drake with the Tootsie Slide, to where it's, like, his fan base is, like, yo, he got them B-boys there. He got them ladies there. He got them youngsters there still. Even with a Tootsie Slide, and like people like can look at that and be like, oh, he's just trying to be a part of the fad because like it's TikTok. But I kind of look at it kind of in a sense of like, it's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it like he's part of a wave. Like I get that a lot with him. Like he's stealing waves and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I look at it on the other end where it's like kind of like a LeBron James, where like people be like with LeBron, like, oh, he's just hopping teams and doing this. But LeBron's going on teams that were trash. Mm-hmm. Like with the, D Wade needed him just as much as LeBron needed D Wade when he went to the Heat and got them rings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Wade wasn't doing that by himself.
Yeah.
He went to LA when they were trash. Like, they went and got AD, and like, he went through the process of them being trash. So, I feel like because he knew, I'm not going to get six rings like Jordan. This is me looking from the outside, looking in. I'm going to be that nigga that went to every spot I went to, I got a ring at.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Drake's the same way. Like, I can do this so easily. I want to show y'all how easily it is for me to make a Tootsie Slide.
Yep.
Because I'm that nigga. And so, like, I look at it in that sense with you as well, where it's like, not even, I don't think Drake was like, I think they were probably drinking, having a good time. And it was just like, I don't think it's the mission of like, he's past that.
Yeah.
Like, he's past that point. Like, you, like, I don't think you're going into it. Cause I've been in the studio with certain people where it's like, and that's an art in itself, where it's like a Khaled. Where he's like, we need a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, that's
my happening. Mission is to make a hit.
Like, another one.
Like, another one is another hit, nigga. Yeah. But I've been with, like, Lower Low here in the city where it's like, okay, like they got a board. And they'll be like, what's the lady song?
Mm-hmm.
We need a lady song.
Yep.
What's the street song? Where the hit at? We need a hit to clean us up for the radio. Like, that is how they do. Like, they'll be like, all right, hit right there. Like, they really go into it in that mentality. So it's dope to hear from you where it's like, man, it's just organic. Like, if I stumble upon a hit, dope. But like, you're not going in there with the intent of like, I need a hit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what separates like the organic from like, not to say Khaled's fake, but just like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, just mission intent, like business intent.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I think when you get so caught up in coming into it, like, oh, I'm trying to make a hit today, hit. It's like you're losing the passion for it.
Yeah, you don't put too much business into the industry because the hit thing comes from just like getting praise and getting numbers.
Yeah,
I feel like you don't want to get into the numbers too much.
Like,
man.
Yeah, all the accolades and accomplishments is one thing, but like I think underneath that, the passion always has to lie within that. And it's like, as you continue to, it's like you chasing, especially like you chasing the numbers, you chasing the money, you chasing the fame or whatever you want to call it. It's like you getting away from what brought you to that point. You know what I'm saying? Getting to that passion. Like, I never want to lose that part, because that's the reason I started it. Like, I never, oh, I'm going to be a rapper. Like, it was just, we was at A&T, freestyling and stuff. And then I came home one summer and I was like, me and my boy, we were like, let's make a song. Bone had been producing and everything. He already had all the equipment. So
you know Bone since back then.
Yeah, me and Bone went to high school together.
Okay, dang, that's what's up.
We went to high school, so.
That's like you're 40.
Yeah, for sure. Bone, bro, like, I mean, I say it pretty much anytime I can, but like, I'm real grateful for Bone because we kind of built this. Like,
good chemistry.
It's good. It's great chemistry. Like, great combo, 1-2 punch, where he, like, I come into the studio, if we're listening to beats and like, you know, when I find one, like, I really like, I was recording last weekend, and I found one, like, I was really like.
That's it right here.
And he knew, like, what I wanted to sound like before I even, kind of, like, started.
That's crazy.
And stuff like that. So, it's like, I feel like I make the best music with Bone, and that's why I'm like, man, that's one of my guys. I want to, as I'm continuing to grow, I want to push him up as well, because I feel like he deserves, you know what I'm saying? He deserves a lot of credit around the city. He got a lot of stuff going on, so.
But, yeah. Facts, man. All right, and teamwork make the dream work, dog. Iron sharpen iron. You know, like, when as he's progressing and getting better, that makes you get better. Like, I remember Wayne saying that, where it's just like, when you're in a room with nothing but daggone assassins, you want to become an assassin.
Yeah.
Like, you're in that tune. Like, that's what made, they were like, how did you just go through this mission of just, like, getting great, like, how you did, and not like, even writing anymore? Mm-hmm. He was like, I was on Cash Money Records with Juvenile. Yep. He was like, I had no choice, but, like, if I wanted to get on a track, like, we were going for people's, and competitively, of course, we were going for each other's head verse-wise. Mm-hmm. And so, that's what made me better, like, iron sharpening iron. Yeah. And teamwork making a dream work. Manny Fresh, you know, like, knowing, like, Wayne, you gonna sound fire on this, bro. Like, just like with you and Bone, like, just like I mentioned, like, 40, he'd be nothing without 40.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they starting to get more credit now because of the tags, like, which the Metros and, you know, your South Sides. But people don't realize how big, like, the artist, the rapper, or the R&B singer is just a face. Like, it's a lot of team that goes into that gives them that sound. You know, like the 40s and the Drakes, like, the even early on, like, I was a big Wiz fan. Like, Wiz would have been nothing without Sledgerin.
Yeah.
You know, like, the early years of, like, Sledro and, like, Johnny Giuliano, Cardo Got Wings. Like, that was a whole team effort to evolve Wiz to the way that he is now. Now, they're all doing dope things separately and combining back.
And you know, that's a great feeling.
Yeah, that's a great, everybody wins.
You turn your back and you see everybody that you was grinding with, and they with you too. Like, that's what I mean.
That's what we doing it for.
Yeah, that's exactly what we doing it for. So that's like, that's what I'm on. Like, shout out to Bone. Shout out to my boy Jamal. He one of my boys that I met.
Shout out to the fellas.
Yes, sir. They helped me with the business side. So, like, I got a lot of people around me that's, you know what I'm saying, keeping me afloat. You know what I'm saying? It's not a, this music thing is not an easy, it's not an easy journey. You know what I'm saying? It got peaks and valleys for sure.
Ups and downs.
Yeah, for sure. So. But it's those type of people that keep me pushing and keep me going. So, like, shout out to them for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. Teamwork at the dream work. Dealing with anything, dealing with entertainment. Like, I've been dealing with it the past 2 years, dealing with this podcast, the ups and downs, the not having partners no more, and the pretend promises of, like, hey, yeah, we're gonna help you out, buddy. And, you know, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Yep. Like, I have no regrets at the end of the day because those certain situations evolved me to be a well-rounded person, and know the game better. And so, you know,
it's all learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this might be like cliche and everybody say, but like, really turning them losses into lessons. Like, you just learn from it and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? And that's like the same thing I've learned with the music is like, I don't know, just like keeping it going, like whatever it is. Like, I always, one thing that I always listen to is that Nipsey Hussle interview. He was with Big Boy, and he was like, I felt every distinguishing quality. The only thing is I just didn't quit.
I felt every emotion
that y'all felt, I felt it. But I just didn't quit. It's like, that's like debate. That's the bottom line. Like,
everybody got to keep going.
Everybody going, not just music, or the, you know what I'm saying?
Life. Nigga.
Life for real. It's crazy. But
you
just can't quit. Like,
yeah. So. You know how many people probably wake up just like, why am I still here?
Yeah.
Like, in the struggles. Like, especially in my past, like when I was on them drugs heavy, like, I had them experiences. Like, why am I still here? Like, what do you want me to do in this matrix here? Mm-hmm. And like, that is like, you gotta stay with it, man. No, you either gonna fall down and, you know, be under the, you know, under the ground. And when I say under the ground, I don't even mean like in a literal sense. Like, you can be dead and still be here. Yeah. Like, just like, it's a lot of zombies walking around, like, mm-hmm. just emotionless, like looking for a void to be filled and yep. stuff like that. And that's how I was. Like, you gotta find something to keep you pushing, because mm-hmm. if not, like, the world will eat you alive and it'll keep spinning. Like, yeah. time gonna keep going. Nah, and I sure. think that's what something that clicked with me was just like, this thing gonna keep moving without me, baby. Like, I gotta keep it moving with it. Yeah. And so that's what just something triggered. Just like, yeah, I just gotta keep it going, man.
Look at you now, man.
Yeah, man. You know, stepping stones, man. One day at a time.
Podcast right here. My brother definitely want to give you your flowers.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that, dude. Let's speak about, because like you said, you started with A&T, where it was like not even like one of those kids, because you know you got the kids where it's just like three, almost like dribbling a ball, like yeah. got a mic in their hand. It's just yep. like, sound like you started a little bit later on as compared to others. Mm-hmm. But what were some of the things that you listened to that, you know, because the bug was still probably there, even though it didn't evolve to you becoming a rapper. Like, what were some influences that you grew up on? Like, you said, like, well, you know, like 98. So what was around 98? We got, like,
I'll tell you, man.
Jeezy. Yeah, what were you listening? I want to hear from you. Like,
man. Right around the corner from where we at right now, we used to
Betty Grind. Shout out to Betty Grind.
Yeah, I say like Cole and Wayne was pretty much my two that was really like day to day, every day.
Yeah, that was that Wayne era.
Yeah, man, mm-hmm. it was like, it's funny, like when I was a kid, we had a basketball goal in the driveway, and so I opened a garage. Cut the radio on, and then everybody would just be outside playing basketball. And it used to be Cole and Wayne on. Mm-hmm. So like, we just used to be rocking out. So those are two of my big ones. And I think, like, that's where, like, I think under everything with my music, it's like, it's never going to get to a point where I'm not saying nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at least having a message in most of the songs. So it's like, I think those two had a big play on my, just getting into like lyrics and wanting to write meaningful stuff. I think beyond that, like Future is one of my favorites, and I feel like maybe that's where I got, you know, that melodic sound from. Is like, I don't know, I like Future, that kind
of trap melody. One of the GOATs, man. Come on, man. You gotta,
like,
give it to him.
Influential. So it's like, I would say those three are like my main big ones. And then beyond that, it was just kind of figuring out what I sounded like, you know what I mean? Like, how did I fit into that picture? So when I started, like I said earlier, I started off melodic. Like, my first project, Sacrifices, pretty much all melodic stuff. And it was, like, very experiential for me. And then from there, like, I dropped Dub Season. And that's where I just dropped Dub Season 2. So the first Dub Season that I dropped, that's where I really, like, opened it up as far as, like, experience, trying new things. More like getting on the J. Cole side, where like I had a song called Up to Date, where I was just kind of just going in. I had a song called Call Now, which is like a melodic summertime bop type of thing. I had Don't Understand, which was kind of that Future 808, doom, doom. And I was just kind of
giving them everything, yeah, giving them a palette.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think that like laid the foundation for now where I'm at, like Dub Season 2, the one album I just dropped in January. I just kind of took that blueprint and just like elevated it. I think it naturally elevated it, just it being my seventh project. Like I said, I got more confident on the mic. It's easier for me to just go in and switch the flows and switch the cadences and find those pockets.
In your bag.
Yeah. So
you ain't got, I'm here. you ain't got, it's dope to see. You said, from the evolution of like a Dub Season, and I like how you've continue that with Dub Season 2, to where it's like you're seeing like you're seeing foundation being built with Dub Season, and then Dub Season 2 you're seeing the house. Mm-hmm. You're seeing from the root. Now you're seeing, oh, it's a nice house over there. Yeah. Man, they built a house over there. Monroe Road.
We're putting it together.
Yeah, Dub Season 3 is going to be a Maybach in the daggone. Yeah. I was like, dang, that house through there. They got a pit dagger.
Got a nice fence around the crib. And
But I'm that's the evolution, though.
Yeah, like,
that's,
for sure. I mean, I like started in 2017, so this year I make 5 years, which is crazy to say. It's like, man. That time has flown by, but it's still like a short amount of time that I've been doing it. So it's like,
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm grateful for the journey. And now, like I said, I feel like right now, 2022, like I said, when we first started, like I've been all over the place. I've been like tunnel vision locked in right now. And I feel like this is going to be a big, big year to kind of take that next step and really like get people noticing what I got going on. So, yeah, it's been a good journey though. It's been a lot of lessons in there.
Yeah, I bet. Like you said, those losses become lessons. And, you know, you going through, being an artist, you're going to go through losses. And so you probably know everything that I'm talking about, dealing with, like, janky promoters to, like, going to spots, you know, driving probably from Greensboro to here or wherever you do shows at, and just be like, man, like, man, I came out and drove out of the way for this.
Man,
like,
the one thing I'll tell you, man, is, and this is probably not just music, but any industry, some people are very creative and they have their niche, but they just don't know how to do correct business. The music industry, what I've learned is like some people just do not know how to conduct business to the point where it's like, mainly most of the problems is just communication. Like, if you say you're gonna have a video to me by this date and life gets in the way and you need a few extra days to do whatever, then just say that.
Like,
I shouldn't have to reach out to you for you to tip.
The day
I'm supposed to have it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like things like that. People just got to get better with communication and their business. But
yeah,
it's, I mean, that's part of it. Like, my dad is in the industry.
Yeah,
my dad's a singer. He do his thing around the city, and that's one thing.
Word, that's what's up. Like, who's your pops?
His name is Mandel Levins. He's an old school guy. He does like he has his own band, Mo Money Band.
Okay.
They had a show Friday night at Middle Sea Jazz Club. He did a Jeffrey Osborne tribute. So it was
okay. It was so that's where some of that influence is coming from as well.
Nah, my whole dad's side of the family is musically inclined. So like, he grew up in the church. So he sings, but beyond that, like my uncles. All instruments, drums, trombone, horns, everything like that. So I feel like, you know, I got passed down that torch, but I kind of took it into your own way, though.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm appreciative of him for that. He gave me a lot of gems because he's been doing it for a while. He's been in the city he born and raised in Charlotte. So he's seen the growth of Charlotte, and he knows kind of, like what we were saying earlier, like my pops told me at the Skinny Show, like, make sure you don't cover the mic when you get up there. Like,
that's what's up.
So we can hear what you're saying. Like, he was like, hold it like this. So if you are getting close to your face, then you can use your thumb to keep that separation.
Oh, that's OG stash right there.
So he was giving me the gems.
Yeah,
like,
real gems.
Yeah, so I'm appreciative of him. Shout out to him.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Pops, man, and having that influence early on. Because that's so key. That's so imperative. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a previous guest about just having those influences early on and just looking up to somebody in a positive sense. Yeah. Because, you know, like a lot of sad to say, we get a lot of the stories with people of color with the single parent households to where, you know, pops not involved. And for me, I got older and got a better relationship with my pops. But like the people we looked up to was like Game Bangers and daggone Pac on TV and stuff like that. So where it's like it's I don't feel people understand how it's very important to have that influence in the household to see that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, because that influence fuzz off from him to you to where look at you now to where it's just like you built a certain way because of that.
I think like we were talking about like kind of balancing like working and then also doing the music thing. And I feel like he influenced me in that as well, because he's done that his whole career. He's worked his day job, but then he also chased his passion.
Been on that grind both ways.
Been on that grind. And my mom the same way. Like, shout out to my mom.
Shout out to Mom Dukes.
She gave me that like that go-getter mentality. She's not from Charlotte. She's from North New Jersey.
Okay.
So she got that
Jersey
gritty.
He got stomping grounds over there.
Yeah.
KB.
So I got that like kind of that gritty go-getter mentality from her. So, you know, it's definitely those two have been kind of like a battery in my back to keep me going as well. And I'm appreciative of them for that. And they support me. Like, for whatever reason, they may not have, you know what I'm saying, for other people, like, choosing that rap scene. But
yeah, that's not the best, you know. Like, you hear certain cases where parents, like, they don't support.
Yeah, and I mean, I talked, like, one of my songs, Man on the Moon, like, that was, like, I said, like, college educated, but I decided to rap. I told my people I'm going to make sure they're good. I can't tell if they think that I'm capped. Like, that was like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a degree in finance. They might want me to go be a Wall Street financial analyst. Like, oh, you rapping now. But it hasn't been that. Like, they've been genuine love, genuine support from the jump, and they support my passion. So it's like, that's all I can ask for real.
Yeah, man. That's all any child can ask for. It's just that you want that acceptance from your parents because it makes you feel like you're going the right way. Mm-hmm. Even, like, I remember listening to this comedian who turned out being an actor. I think his name is, like, Ken Jeong or something like that. He's from, like, the Greensboro area. He went to, like, UNC. He was in Hangover, the Asian cat that was in Hangover.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shorter dude. I think his name was, like, Ken something.
Yeah,
Ken.
I think he went to He went to Duke, I think.
He went to Duke, yeah. He went to Duke, and but he's from, like, Greensboro area, you know what I'm saying? But his parents was like that because, you know, he's a doctor, right? Like, homie's a doctor, and, like, to go from that to being, like, a comedian, like, but that just goes to show you, like, if it's any man, like, don't let that stuff eat you away because, like, it was eating him away to not be doing stand-up. He started out doing stand-up and then got put on for the movies and stuff like that, and he was just like, man, it's in me. I got to do it. I got to get it out.
I don't want to have no regrets.
No regrets, like, in this life.
You only get one of them. So it's like, do it while you can. You know what I'm saying? It's like, again, like, don't put yourself in the box. Like,
yeah. Do both.
Yeah, do. You know, I mean,
like, he does both.
Yeah, break the barrier. Do both. Like, who's to say that you can't do both? Like, just because you're a comedian don't mean that you don't know your whatever you're practicing as a doctor. So it's like, why not?
Yeah. He was telling a joke about, like, how it really happened where, like, somebody was, like, hurting in the audience, and he was like, I'm actually a doctor, I would come down there. Like, he really helped that, like, person was, like,
I'm
choking.
Professional here. Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy because he was like, you know, I didn't write this, I couldn't make this up. Like, but it just shows, like, how you can do both, man. You know, you're in a society where it tells you just to go this way, go that way, and that's not the way for me, you know, like, that your way may not be my way. Yeah. Like, just because you can't do both, and I think that's what. That mentality puts people in a bad state as well mentally because somebody's telling them, like, no, it's impossible to do that. It's possible for you to do that.
Yeah, like, that Jay-Z, like, said in an interview, like, no, yeah, it's impossible for you, not for me. For
yeah. So, yeah. We are two totally different people, dog. I can walk and chew gum at the same time. Yep. And so, and then my life may be built for that. You know, like, not everybody, I agree, not everybody can do that. Yep. Just like we were talking about with, like, business, like, you were talking about, like, Jane, not promoters, but, like, people, like, in the sense of, like, not giving work on time and then communication not being, like, a good key for them. Everybody can't do that business side. That person need to have a manager or need to have somebody where it's like, yo, man, like, make sure the stuff is coming out on time to where, like, the communication is there between the consumer and the person that's making the content.
Yeah.
Because if not, if you're only good at art, a lot of people are only good at art. Yeah. Like, they don't know that manager side. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. You know, a lot of people are good with numbers but don't know the art. So it's like, it's perfect to combine those two things.
It's like, yeah. I took a Strength Finders joint, and it, like, give you your top five areas that you're strong in. And one of the questions I had asked the person who was facilitating it was, how do I get better? So now that I know my five strength points, how do I get better in the areas that I'm lacking at? Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I want to challenge your thinking. And instead of you trying to be this all around person, like, you're not going to be the best at every strength point. There's no way, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Instead, how about you bring people, that's when teamwork comes into it. How about you bring people who are strong in those areas that you lack in? And so y'all can create this kind of synergy that is unstoppable. And I was like, that's kind of like what you were saying. Like, if you focused on the art and you can handle the creative side, why not have a manager or somebody who can handle the numbers and the business and making the phone calls and getting everything set up for you while you focus on what you need to focus on? And then it's like, that's kind of how I'm moving right now. It's like, I got my degree in finance, but it's like, it's hard to manage recording and thinking about, I'm saying, project ideas and merch and all this type of stuff. Yeah. Like, I can do the creative stuff, and that's why I give a shout out to my boy Jamal, because he's behind the scenes helping me with the business side, and he knows what I'm looking for, know what opportunities I need. And so it's like, it only makes sense to do that. Like you said, teamwork make the dream work.
Facts.
Putting it together, put a team together. I can't. That's why I got Bone. He do my production, but he also, you saw him last night, he got the camera. Like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do everything. So it's like, I gotta have people around me.
I didn't know that was Bone. That had to do with
Bone.
The camera.
Yep. Bone was a one-stop
shout out to
shop,
Bone, man. Man of many talents, dude.
Yeah, he's a Man, that guy's amazing. He got, I mean, of course he do the production, that's what he known for, but he engineers, he shoot videos. He shot my most recent video, Jigging, which should be out soon. So
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that for sure. But yeah, shout out to Bone. But back to the point, like, it's only right to, like, just get people on your team who can make up in the areas that you lack in. And then it's like you creating this unstoppable force.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And that's how you build, continue, because you're at that stage now where we're trying to build a brand here.
Yeah.
And so, or we're building a brand here. Mm-hmm. And big companies are like that, you know, like, so why wouldn't you be like that? You know, even if you look at these big companies like Wells Fargo, using that as an example, like, there's a CEO, there's a COO as well. You know, there's a CFO, someone in charge of finances, you know, there's tech support, there's, like, going down, there's people over departments to where it's like that owner of CEO don't know what's going down in the tech department. Like, he has to talk to his head of tech to see what's going on over there. And so that's how you should, I put that in the same remedy with everything, with life. Like, even like, not like music stuff, just life. Like, you know, having a team for like mental, like, you know, like, you know, my homie's really good at gym. So I asked him for some things, you know, like, get little pinpoints from him and he helps me out with the gym stuff. Got another person that may be better with the health conscious stuff, like, but they may lack on like communication. You know, I try to help them with communication. They help me with like cooking techniques. And so you take, it's a whole, the old, like, it's an old expression where it's like, it takes a village to raise a child or something in that.
Yeah.
That's everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to, I think that's the universal thing, that law that God really intended was love for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we're supposed to be helping each other. Like,
100%.
That's the big picture of it, but 100%. A lot of people miss
it. We're not made to be alone for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want, just, you naturally feel better when you have people that you enjoy around you and y'all can work together or enjoy each other's company. So it's like, it's a no-brainer to, like you said, bring that village around.
He wouldn't have made Eve if that's the case.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that was inside of the being that he created, the way it was like, they'd be better with a partner.
Yep. Exactly. You know, so
even if it's not something like, you know, not even talking on a sexual sense, like, just communication, like, the energy of two people, it's like a magnet. Like, we're all energy, bro. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, 100%. You living out positive, or, you know, the old expression, you can cut the tension with a knife. Yeah. Like, you've been in rooms where it's like, I don't like the energy up in this piece, boy. Like, I'm about to dip. You smell gunpowder. Yeah. Like,
you get just a feeling in your gut. You know, something about to go down or something. Like, you could just, like you said, energy. You can feel those things. So.
You can tell, bro. You can tell every time where it's like, where the energy wasn't right. Like, perfect example, like, I don't know what day was that. Not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, Friday, I was out. And I was, you know, out in the hood and, like, chilling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I felt, because I was going to Snug to see a show. And I was like, man, something ain't right. Like, I was like, man, I'm about to get out of here.
Yep.
Not Snug, but the spot that I was at to go to Snug. Because I was like, I ain't trying to be out here just chilling with y'all. I don't even drink no more.
Yeah.
And later on that night, somebody got into a fight.
See?
It was just like, but I could feel the energy, like, the energy in the faces, like, how niggas was, like, certain faces niggas was making, like, I could just tell, bro. Yep. It was just so, I don't know how to explain it.
Great decision.
So that's some Raven shit. It was like, ass whooping. I was like, I'm out of here, man. Yep. You can feel that stuff, man. It's very imperative, 100%. Man. 100%. Same thing with creating, like, just like, it's a reason you and Bones are still together.
Yep.
Y'all probably had that first meeting vibe, and it just, like, continued, like, the chemistry was so well, the energy you felt, you can feel that stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very key.
100%.
I do that with business as well, with KB. Like, me and KB, like, our history, like, I was with another spot and didn't like their energy they were giving me, because, like, they felt entitled because, like, they were, like, considered, like, the bigger brand for podcasting and stuff like that. And I just so happened to find KB. I talked to him in the beginning, like, look, I'm looking for a partnership at the end of the day, bro. Like, this is going to be something that I'm doing. You know, this ain't just for, like, this is for fun, but at the same time, I'm not just going to be doing this just to do it. Like, I want to be consistent at it.
Yeah.
And I want somebody that's really going in a mind state of, like, teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we clicked mentally with, like, he understood the assignment. And, like, you know, shout out to KB, because, like, that stuff is hard to come by. You know, finding a good, like, partner to really, like, you know, like, now it's to the point where he knows me to the level where he's like, yo, man, you should add this. Or, yo, man, when you're editing, you should light the video up more. Like, giving that real advice. And, like, that's what teamwork is all about.
You want people around you that's going to you know what I'm saying, move in the best interest for you as well. Like, I can tell y'all have that chemistry, and that's the same thing with Bone. Like, Bone will be in the studio, and it'll be, like, I'll do a take that I think is good on a song, on a verse or something. He'll be like, nah, do it one more. You got to get some more energy in there. You got to pronounce it better. You know what I'm saying?
He knows that it's more in there.
Yeah, he knows it. So you want people like that around you. So definitely shout out to KB. He did a great interview yesterday.
Shout out to KB, man.
That was a great interview. I haven't done many, like, on-the-spot interviews, but that one was on point. So shout out to KB.
Keep telling them, and you know, that, and let your people know that. Give them their flowers. Like, if you got a homie, you know, like, it was a diss track, but I never forget what he said, because I felt him, because it was like on, like, Dubby Freestyle. I'm paraphrasing what Drake said. He said, I could never have a Virgil. And dealing with like the situation where, like, a lot of people felt the earlier years Ye was leaving Virgil behind, to where, like, I could never do that with a homie. Like, I see so much potential in a nigga, and just because of that potential maybe threatening to me, I'm not gonna raise that person up to a certain category, you know, put him up to the bar like he deserves to be. And that's very key, man. A lot of people do that, you know, a lot of people. So it's good to have a good team around you where it's like, yo, bro, you doing dope things, man. Like, I see your ideas. Same thing with KB. Like, KB, he's in his own lane. I told KB, I was like, bro, start going to these events, bro. Yeah. Start going to these events that are going to get in your face out there, because what you're doing, like, the after show shit, ain't nobody doing that in Charlotte. And it's just, like, same thing with this podcast. Like, it's really started as, like, an outlet for mental health, helping, like, artists get their flowers, and, like, interviewing underground to, like, any kind of, like, people of, like, creative. And shout out to, like, Jack of All Spades, but ain't nobody doing this. Yeah. Like, and, like, everybody's in their own lane. And, like, the lane that I'm in, like, ain't nobody doing that. What he's doing, like, that's the first time I seen that at a show. Mm-hmm. Like, here in Charlotte anyway. Yeah. You know, like, No Jumper and stuff do that, like, vlog stuff. But ain't nobody doing that in Charlotte. Yeah. And so it takes, like, your team to tell you that. Like, yeah, man, keep doing that. Because a lot of people don't hear that enough. Like, yo, like, what you doing that last project was dope, bro. Like, keep doing that. Yeah. Like, you need to hear that, because, like, that put that spark in your back. Was like, all right, I'm in the right direction. Sometimes you need to just hear, like, all right, am I in the right direction?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you just need that one little, you know what I'm saying? I've gotten those things, like, just on a random, like, somebody would DM me and, like, hey, I just checked out your album, man. You really doing your thing, man.
Keep going. Talking your talk.
Yeah, and it might catch me in a time where, like, I'm doubting myself. Or, like, I'm sitting in the room, like, do I need to still be doing this? Like, and it's like,
is it worth it?
Yeah, is it worth it? And I get that message, I'm like, yeah, it's worth it.
Let's keep going.
It's like, I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't know why people think, like, the success of people around you is gonna hinder your own. Like,
nah,
like,
nigga.
Like, bruh, they can win and you can win too. Like, I want Bone to win, if not just as much as me, if not more. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like he deserves it. So, like, and I feel like the people around me deserve it. So, like, that me wishing for their success is not going to stop me from getting mine. Like,
yeah, bro.
It's like, why would I want that for them? That's what I want for them. Like, and I know they want the same for me. So it's like, you want people around you that, you know what I'm saying, that's wishing for your best success when you're not around too, like, when you're not in the room.
Yeah, and ask questions, you know, ask questions that people that, like, you know, when you have those opportunities, like, even, like, I look at somebody like a Loot that was in that building, like, that's motivation. That's somebody 100%. That from the city is daggone doing his thing and has an antidote.
Yeah.
And so if I'm an artist, like, if I got the time, because he's a very open dude, like, he'll say what's up, I'd ask that nigga questions. Like, yeah, yo, bro, like, what do you think about, like, the A, B, C, and D? Like, should I, like, what was your formula of how to get the attention of these labels? Like, you know, like, consistency and, like, you know, ask some questions to those people that not necessarily, like, not that you're afraid, but I feel like a lot of people don't want to. It's an ego thing, man. Yeah. Like, you might see somebody and they be like, man, like, that nigga doing this thing, but I'm transparent as a mug, bro. I ask a bum if that nigga, like, is doing a certain way, like, how he's washing something. I'll be like, yo, like, how you washing it that way, bro? Well, you actually getting all the white part. And so, yeah, because that's how you grow. That's how you evolve.
Somebody always been in your shoes, like, always been, there's somebody that has done what you're doing before you. So you want to learn from them, and it makes your process, you know, just as easy. I'll tell a quick story. I met Luke at a session that De Niro had invited me to when we recorded In the Air off Exhibit Q. And Luke was in there, and I never met him, so he introduced me to him. and it was cool. And so I saw Lute at the show last night, and so I was like, damn, do I go up or not? I don't know if he's still gonna remember me or not. I wouldn't have been mad if he didn't, but I'm like, man, whatever, I'm gonna go up. So I went up to him. He was like, first thing he said, he was like, how you doing, dog? He was like, bro, your set was fire. I was like, damn, that's what's up, bro.
See, let you know you're going in the right direction. Yeah, just imagine if you didn't go over there.
Exactly.
And just
exactly.
Being on some like,
I was, in that moment, I was like, why am I out? There's no need to hesitate in those situations. Like, just go. You know what I'm saying? If he didn't remember me, I'm going to introduce myself.
Reintroduce myself.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming out. You know what I'm saying? He told me this set was fire. So like, that was hard. So shout out to Luke for sure. He's doing this thing in the city. It's a lot of artists that's doing their thing, man. It was that show last night, bro. All of those artists, I could say, was like really dope, bro. Like in their own lanes. Like Kazi, I wasn't familiar with Kazi before, but man,
yeah,
he was fire. I was telling Bone, we definitely gotta lock in. And
I had to lock in with his material because, like I was telling you, I came a little late, so I missed Kazi. Yeah, like, I didn't even get a chance to see him perform.
He went second. And they started at 7, so yeah, you know, right in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I heard, like, when I was looking on my story, I seen countless Kazi stuff. Yeah, like, so
he was flowing.
He must have did his thing.
He was flying on the beat. I'm like, nah, that's hard.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that's what it's all about, man. Mm-hmm. Going to these shows, networking, and iron sharpening iron. Somebody might have seen your set and was like, all right, like, that's how I'm going to start, like, you know, like, I see how homie's moving, like, he ain't just a stick up there. Like, man, I'm a stick when I perform. Like, these are some of the mental things people may be looking at. We're like, all right, I need to move more. Like, you study the game and, like, learn from it and add your own piece to it. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about for evolution.
Sure. Like, Capital, he lit that joint up because he had his, I mean, he was already turnt, but then he had his mans that was doing the hype as well on the mic. So, like, I was like, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to incorporate get somebody like that.
Might need to add that little formula,
yeah,
that little
you know what
piece.
Saying? Like, take, you know what I'm saying? Learn from each other. Like you said, iron sharpens iron. And there was a lot of iron in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Guys and girls was definitely fire in there.
Yeah, it was beautiful to see, dude. How are you with collabing? Like do you, the process with collabing, like you said, you spoke about the In the Air with De Niro.
Yeah.
You turn down some shit, like, like you got to be in a certain mood, or like,
nah, I definitely have turned down some shit, but not because like, I gotta like the song first, like that. Mm. I mean, that's the bottom line for me. Like, sometimes I just
Just hopping on nothing to hop on.
Nah, man. Like even like people come with bread and stuff. Like, not even really about the bread, but like
you cat blood, take that bag, bro.
People that come with some bread, man, it's like.
Dub taking that bag. Yeah.
In the bag, big. I'm like, oh, no. But I mean, I'm open to collaborating. Like, I need to collaborate more. Like, if you go through a lot of my projects, I don't have many features on there. So that's one thing. Like,
That's why I asked, because like I could feel like I would love to see you with like a Autumn.
Yeah,
you know, like I would love to see with like a female, like an artist, like
she's dope.
Yeah, and I feel like that would be a dope collab, like somebody like that with like that kind of like melodic female version of like what you're doing, like perspective.
And that's like one of my priorities for this year is like working with more female artists because I haven't before. And like so, I was like when I was watching Autumn and I believe her name is Makeda.
Yeah, dope, they killed that. They did their thing. Like, that shout
dope,
out to both
man.
Of them.
And I didn't get a chance to speak to Otto, but I spoke to Makeda and I got her information and stuff. So I would love to work with her. But you know, and the other artists in there as well, man. I got their information. Like Kazi, I went up to him. I was like, man, we got to. We got to do one.
Yeah,
like,
that'll be.
Yeah, we got to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like even Austin was fire. Ray. Caladad, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know he rapped, but I knew Bentley had put me on to him because he do production and stuff.
Know he rapped until that night.
Yeah,
you know?
He was snapping. So
yeah,
like,
he did his thing. He's in his lane as well.
It's one of my
Amir, boys. Shout out to the old
shout
boy.
Shout out to him. I didn't get the chance to holler at him, but definitely saluting from a distance. He's fire. He got his own. He got his merch, and you know what I'm saying he doing like I feel like he in that same lane as me as far as like building that brand. He got the fitteds. He got the merch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he obviously doing his thing musically. So it's like. A lot of the artists in there was really doing their thing, and I want to collaborate more. That's one of my priorities for 2022. I'm planning to do the Dub Season 2 Deluxe sometime during the summer. I'm thinking so.
Okay.
I'm definitely wanting to like I know me and Bentley got one on the way. I want
to. Mr. Ain't going back and forth. Shout out to Bentley, bro.
That's
shout
my
out
dog.
To Ben, bro. That's the homie
it's
for sure.
It's a lot of artists I want to work with, man. Ghost. Really want to get with Ghost, man. Man. Ghost, man. Shout out to Ghost. He doing his thing, too. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? He touring out there.
Moving and grooving, man.
Moving and grooving. He doing his thing, representing the city. So shout out to him. Eric Lottery, you know what I'm saying? Loot all of those guys. Yeah. Oh, man. And,
it's coming, bro. Yeah, it's coming. For sure. You know? It's coming. I can definitely see you collabing with all... You and Ghost be stupid.
Yeah, man, Ghost hard,
his style
bro.
With your style. Yeah. Like, that's another one. Like, I'm heavy on Ghost, bro. Like, yeah. You probably know with the podcast. Yeah. Like, I feel like you, he's at a place in his career where he's just, everything is just getting it. Yep. Like, what he's rapping on, like, he just gets it right now. Like, he is in his bag. Like, same like, with you. Like, yeah. It's dope to watch when somebody just gets it. Yep. Like, all these years of what you've been doing, now you're just in your... It's almost like muscle memory. Yep. Like you're like Kobe year five. Yeah. Like that, like, you know what that nigga just like, remember when he came in rookie year and then like you got Kobe with the fro like year three, year four, like he's with Shaq and everything just gelling together. Mm-hmm. Just like exactly. That's how I feel like with you and Southside. It's like it's like, woo, man, this gonna be exciting to watch.
Yeah, man,
my mouth watering just thinking about it.
Man, he was
because it's dope, man. I love the city, bro. And so I love seeing my like, you know, it's dope to see like give people like niggas other than like Pity Pablo and give niggas other than like Cole now. Mm-hmm. And like now we got Luke, now we got Dub, now we got something. There's so many people like.
For sure. I mean, and it's no like, it's no knock to those guys because they open the doors.
Yeah, of course. But like, you know,
it's so much coming behind them that people got to get hip to. And that's why I told somebody recently, like, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, Charlotte might be one of those hubs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot brewing here. And I think it's moving in the right direction. But. Go! I watched the podcast episode with Ghost, and I know he was saying like he got his plan already. He got his plan, and he kind of doing his like swag rapping, and that's what he in right now. And like you said, he just putting up shots now. He just getting it easy. It's coming easy. Like
yeah,
he's floating
man.
On the beat. So I got one in mind for Ghost. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you rock with it, get on it. But overall, I'm trying to work, man. So y'all can definitely tap in with me.
Dope, man, dope. So I would say closing out, that's probably we would say is the agenda for you coming into the rest of 2022 is more work, more collab. Deluxe sounds like it's on the way.
Yep, for sure, for more sure. More work on the way, more performances.
Keeping your foot on the neck.
Yes, sir. more merch on the way, you know what I'm saying? I know it's getting hot out, so for the hoodies, I got some T-shirts on the way, you know what I'm saying? More music on the way. Jigging video on the way. Trying to think what else, man. We just got it going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to try to do as much as I can to continue to build a brand. Staying out here in Charlotte, man, trying to get my name. I told somebody that I feel like I found a door, but now I'm trying to put my foot in it and kick it open.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm, like, as an analogy, that's where I'm at right now mentally. It's just like, all work, trying to keep the dough down, and you know what I'm saying. Once I do, it's gonna be
you there, bro.
Get ugly,
yeah, you there. Like my brother said, all it takes is a foot.
Yeah,
nigga, I get that foot in that dough. I'm for that shoulder coming next.
On me,
that's all it takes, boy. Don't let me get this foot up in this crack.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, don't let me get my foot in that door.
It's a wrap, boy.
It's gonna get ugly.
Next, getting daggone broken out here, boy.
Hinges coming off.
Yeah, off the hinges on them, boy. Yeah, I sure. see it for you, for bro. Sure. It's dope, man.
Sure.
I appreciate you coming on the podcast, dude. It's been dope. Like I knew it would, man.
No doubt.
You can, just give people your social medias, you know,
for
ways
sure.
to
for
look
sure.
you up.
Y'all can follow me Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. It's Hey Edub, HeyEdub. On all streaming platforms. I just dropped my new album, Dub Season 2. So just type in Edub, Edub, and it'll pop up there for you. Definitely wanted to give you your flowers before we got off of here. You're doing your thing well, as of late, man. I'm loving all the episodes,
that.
Bro. This was a great episode. I appreciate you having me. Shout out to KB as well.
Shout out to KB. Teamwork at the Dream.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. Y'all got it going on. So I wanted to make sure I tell y'all to continue doing what you're doing, for sure.
Facts, man. I appreciate that. Same to you, dude.
Already.
Good stuff. This is As of Late.
Thanks for listening to As of Late Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to As of Late Podcast on both of those. You can also listen to As of Late Podcast on Anchor.fm and Google Podcasts.